He stopped cold and furrowed his eyebrows. She was right here. Lily's body was right here. He pointed to a rough mess of weeds, twigs, and rocks a few paces in front of him. His tone was flat, drained of energy. I know what I saw. She was beaten and bloody. I'll develop the photos and you can see for yourself.
Someone must have moved her, I said. Someone was in the woods.
The ground is damp where her body was, he said, bending down and pressing a finger into a large, oval-shaped patch of mud. He showed us the evidence on his fingertip. The murderer could have cleaned up, washed away all the blood.
Do you think he saw you? I said. If he watched you take the photos, you could be in danger. I'd like to see these photos, Jay, Bunny said.
She searched his face like she was looking for a tell, but he didn't move, not even a twitch or a blink. I wanted to kick her in the shins and give her a shove. Leave Jay alone. But she gave up soon enough, wobbled on her heels over to the boulder and leaned against it with a huff. She smoothed out her dress and began picking milkweed pods out of its folds, flicking them away.